join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it's that time of the show again. Robert and Mary back with you for more RM World Travel. And for the next few minutes of our broadcast, we're off to the 18th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1812, and known universally as the Bayou State, as it's time for Destination Spotlight number 41 in our series. Before we turn our attention to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Whether it's an upcoming graduation, a birthday, Mother's Day, Father's Day, an anniversary, why not give the gift of travel by upgrading to a premium travel experience with Travel Pro's Platinum Elite Collection? Travel Pro combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style, and we think it's their best luggage line yet.
You know, whether it's their Platinum Elite, Max Light 5 like Rudy uses, or any of their collections, frankly, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you'll do none better than Travel Pro. Check them out at TravelPro.com for info, specials, and more. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, we are off to the crawfish capital of the world as Paul Arrigo, the CEO of Visit Baton Rouge, is holding for us on the show hotline.
Welcome, Paul. Thanks for joining Mary and me for today's Destination Spotlight.
Well, our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Appreciate having you here. So, you know, from our visits to Baton Rouge, something that still sticks in my mind whenever I think about it is you have the tallest Capitol building in the U.S. Can't miss it. It's a high-rise building. But you also have your old Louisiana State Capitol building as well that's on the National Register of Historic Places. It's distinctive in its own right, now a museum. So how much of these two locations are a real draw for Baton Rouge tourism?
Well, I think it's among our top draws. One, of course, the old state capitol, which was described as the atrocity on the Mississippi by Mark Twain. It's certainly a beautiful castle-like building. It's where Huey Long was impeached, or the impeachment procedures that took place. Then the new state capitol, built in the 1930s by Huey Long, under budget and on time, is certainly the tallest state capital in these 50 states, absolutely.
So, Paul, when I think of Louisiana, Baton Rouge in particular, I do think about the food, whether it's boiled, broiled, blackened, or fried. You certainly have a great share of fabulous restaurants in the area, but you also celebrate food through a lot of festivals and events. And I'm very familiar with the Bayou Country Superfest in the summer. But what's going on right now in the spring that listeners might be interested in?
Well, for the remainder of the spring, we will have the Jambalaya Festival in nearby Gonzales, right outside of Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. We have a crawfish festival. We've got the Blues Festival, the Ebb and Flow Festival, which celebrates the river and the culture surrounding Louisiana and the river. Almost every week there's something going on in Baton Rouge, the Oyster Festival, the Ebb and Flow Festival, so many festivals that do celebrate all of our unique cuisine here in South Louisiana.
Yeah, and then you have Jambalaya, which summer, I love that as well. So, all right, purple and gold, certainly popular colors as you travel around Baton Rouge. They're the colors of Louisiana State University that's located in your city. From the students and their families to LSU football, baseball, basketball, all the other sports, they clearly are influential in attracting visitors to the Baton Rouge area, Paul. But I want to talk a bit about Mike the Tiger's habitat on the LSU campus, because it has to be one of the most unique tiger habitats in the country and a real draw for travelers.
It certainly is, and certainly visitors love to go out to LSU. It's a beautiful campus, and you've got Mike's habitat. It's certainly a comfortable situation that the beautiful tiger
has up
there,
right,
at LSU.
Yeah.
And let's keep in mind, too, right up the river here in Baton Rouge, we've got Southern University, too, with which is known for their marching band.
Right, so you got it all. Yeah. That's between the two. I like that. So right. Okay.
Absolutely.
So when we covered New Orleans as a Destination Spotlight back in, I think it was a while ago, November of 2017, we did touch on their various neighborhoods unique to the area, and we know that you have five. So you've got South Downs, Downtown, Capitol Heights, Spanish Town, and what am I missing?
Beauregard Town.
Right. So where do the locals go?
I think a lot of locals, when they're not working downtown, which is adjacent to Beauregard Town and Spanish Town, you mentioned South Downs. South Downs has an awful lot of restaurants, an awful lot of art galleries, and what have you. It's along Government Street. It's an up-and-coming, unique neighborhood that certainly the young professionals are loving every bit of it, and the visitors, too. So I think you mentioned those five neighborhoods, and I think that's pretty accurate, absolutely.
I really like South Downs. It's such a great walking area. I mean, the whole area, it's beautiful.
It is, and, you know, we've got a certain charm here and a certain amount of Southern hospitality in Baton Rouge.
Of course,
and where do
yeah.
where do you find most of the visitors go when they come?
I think they like to come downtown to the museums. We have so many inexpensive and free museums downtown and certainly beyond LSU and Southern as far as attractions, the museums downtown as well as the restaurants and everything else in the area, the museums. The Louisiana State Museum, which showcases the entire state of Louisiana from North Louisiana on down to Cajun country, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans.
Okay. All right. So last question before we let you go, Paul. Give us a quick fact that would likely surprise someone in our audience right now listening across the country and entice them to come visit the area.
Well, I think if you consider Louisiana as being such a branded state, so well-known internationally, if you want an authentic Louisiana experience, we're close to New Orleans, we're close to Cajun country, but that authentic River Road culture, authentic Louisiana experience would be here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The city with the funny name means red stick in French.
There we go. Paul, we really appreciate it. Folks, if you want to find out more, visit BatonRouge.com. Paul, enjoy the weekend.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
All right, Mary, there goes Paul, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
The red
fun
stick
place.
City.
There
yeah.
it is. And, folks, if you don't know what we're talking about with Mike the Tiger, go check it out, Google it, and it is an experience, certainly something that I haven't forgotten about our visit there. Right now, a reminder that you can find all the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight, and that's going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week, but we still have a whole nother hour straight ahead. After these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back. We'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.